Now, the artist Banksy has, by general consensus, made graffiti somewhat respectable. But it's one thing to have a commissioned work worth thousands of euro, and another if someone tags the side of your home. Henry McKean reports.
My name is Will St. Ledger, street artist from Dublin. This particular piece here that's on Day 9 is graffiti in its traditional sense. Graffiti tends to be a lot more with freehand stuff, with cans that are it's painted, or it could be letters, or it could be murals and something like that. And it comes from sort of like late 70s, early 80s in New York, around that. And it kind of sprung up through early hip-hop culture and became a social medium where people express themselves through art.
Is that how you got involved? Was it a sort of rebellious streak in you?
It was actually through activism, and that's an odd way to get through it, but I actually was got into street art and through sensing through activism. I mean, I worked with a lot of, I lived in the UK for about 10 years, and about 1999, I was involved with lots of different environmental groups and campaign groups in the UK. So we did use stencils as a way of getting our messages across to people and campaign ideas across to people. And that's how I got into it.
Painting clothes and good clothes, Sunday clothes and painting clothes.
And what's your favourite piece of graffiti art you've done?
The next one I'm going to do.
And is it dangerous, you know, climbing up high and getting into strange nooks and crannies?
Yeah, for sure. Life's dangerous, isn't it?
When you come out and look at the graffiti and hear the sirens, we could almost be in New York here, couldn't we?
It's funny you say that about New York, because when people talk about cities and they say, oh, this club is kind of feels like New York, or that street art really looks like New York, or whatever, what they're just doing is they're trying to describe what it's like to live in a really creative, pluralist society where creative freedom and I think New York is creative because they've cracked down an awful lot of graffiti and street art. What I'm saying is that I've come to a stage where we're starting to compare cities to other big cities like that. And like, Dublin isn't going to ever be New York, but the thing is, it is just Dublin. And Dublin has got a huge amount of creativity through theatre, through art, through performance, through music, incredible amount. And in some ways, I think we shouldn't even compare.
So we're at Old City, which is a record shop, but also a paint shop, a spray paint shop on Crow Street in Dublin, and the top place in Dublin to buy paint for street art.
And I'm looking at the shop here, and there's a wall, and literally, I've never seen so many cans of spray paint. There's literally over 1,000, all different shades, colours, and types.
As you're going to skill up, you're going to want to have a bigger palette. The first graffiti writers were using car spray paint, and they were using one cap fits all. So, I mean, they have to become quite skilled in understanding, like, the pressure.